Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Time for KER Politics. Going to take a little different approach today to what we're going to be chatting about. I have Mayor David Rubin on the line with me right now. David was the mayor of a town called Shiloh in the West Bank. We're going to talk a little bit about what the Israelis are doing right now to keep themselves safe in terms of the virus. And then we're going to get into a much, much bigger topic, which has to do with attitudes of people around the world, how if they emulate to an extent what the Israelis have been doing going all the way back to the 1940s to stay positive. David, how are you this morning?
Well, I'm about as good as everybody. Al, we're meeting the challenges.
Well, we have to meet challenges. You guys have been meeting challenges, as have a lot of people in the world right now, for a long, long time. You put out a press release, David, relating to attitudes about this coronavirus. Before we get into that, I would like to ask you, sir, one simple question, and that is, critical, in my opinion, for Israel not to have any type of pandemic, epidemic, whatever you want to call it. You folks have to stay healthy. How are you doing that? Right now, you have no cases of the virus, and you have, obviously, since you have no cases, Dave, you have no deaths either. How have you folks accomplished that?
Well, first of all, let's get the facts on the ground, okay? Israel does have cases of the virus. At this point, there are about 450 people who have been diagnosed with the coronavirus. There have not been any deaths yet, that's true. And we are taking on the challenge like we take on any challenge. You know, we've had the challenge of war, and we've had the challenge of terrorism, and we've had it in an ongoing basis. It's not like in the United States you have a real war that everyone feels maybe once every 50 years. Mm-hmm. In Israel, we have wars, we have existential wars every few years, and then it's ongoing in between the wars, the missiles flying, the terrorism, the terror attacks on civilians. This is an ongoing thing. So what does Israel do when we have to deal with the challenges of war and terrorism at its peaks? And what do we do in confronting a scourge like this coronavirus, mm-hmm. which we are facing just like the rest of the world? So that's the real question here. What do you do, and how do you do it?
Okay. What do you do, what are you doing, and how are you doing it, Mayor?
Well, first of all, it's a matter of discipline. When a war breaks out in Israel, everyone goes into war mode. Everyone goes into emergency mode immediately, and everyone unites. That's the number one issue, uniting. Okay, we put all the political battles to the side, and there are a lot of political battles in Israel.
Of course there are.
There are differences between the right and the left, and the religious and the non-religious, and you name it, we got it.
Yep.
And there are even sometimes ethnic issues. But what it comes down to is that when we go into emergency mode, everyone is in this together. We're all in this together. We understand it. And we put all the political and other battles to the side. That's number one. Number two, We do everything that needs to be done. We follow instructions. That's what you do in war, and that's what you do in a time of war. And this is a time of war.
Yep.
I just heard President Trump state that very clearly at a press conference. And I agree wholeheartedly. This is a war. And we have to face it like we would face a war, with discipline, following instructions, standing together, putting all the petty battles to the side, and pursuing this battle together. That's what it's all about.
You know, I'm not seeing that happen quite yet in the United States, and there's really no point in getting off on that topic unless you'd like to opine on that. But we have such serious division in the United States right now. I actually, David, I was watching the news last night. I was watching Tucker Carlson, and he actually made me very, very depressed because he was talking about how our country is definitely not coming together at this moment in time. As I'm sure you are aware, politically, we are screaming at each other. We are angry at each other. From a societal standpoint, our leaders have basically told all law enforcement officials not to, number one, to let convicted criminals out of jail, number one, and number two, to not get involved with petty arrests. Only very, very serious crimes in the United States are now even put into the hands of the police. I find that to be absolutely appalling, David. How do you feel about that? How can society exist in a manner like that?
Well, look, here in Israel, we're very resilient people.
Yes, you are.
We continue to go about everything as much as we possibly can in our day-to-day lives. We expect our leadership to do what needs to be done, as they would be doing anyhow. And of course, when you're in war mode, there are some things, some minor issues, I'm not saying they're not important, that do get put to the side temporarily. But in terms of division, as I said, and I can't emphasize it enough, and by the way, I know about the divisions in the United States very well. Okay, I'm not sure if you've read my book, Trump and the Jews, but I wrote quite a bit about those divisions between left and right. People need to be standing together in a time of war, when life and death is what it's all about. And that's all I really have to say about that. People need to be standing together.
We've been saying that on the show, David, just for what it's worth, ever since December when we began to cover the virus situation. I find it very interesting that the leaders of our country don't seem to be standing together right now. And I don't want to get off on a tangent. You have held a community in the West Bank together very effectively. As a leader of that community, we're going to take a real quick commercial break here, David. And what I would like you to chat about is how you did that in the past, because standing together right now, in my opinion, is what absolutely has to be done, not only in the United States, but in all countries around the world. Unfortunately, we have serious political divisions right now that, compared to the tribulations, I guess, and that may not be a strong enough word, that you folks have faced for years and years and years, the political bickering that's going on in the United States seems pretty minuscule. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. Big Al's going to be right back with Mayor David Rubin.